Good morning, everyone. It's good to see you in the Lord's house today. I want to draw your attention in our call to worship this morning to Proverbs chapter 30, and we're going to be looking specifically at verse 17. And this particular verse is a theme throughout the book of Proverbs related specifically to children, to their upbringing, and to what lies before them if they choose to go against the commands of Scripture. Listen, please, at verse 17. The eye that mocketh at his father and despiseth to obey his mother, the ravens of the valley shall pick it out, and the young eagles shall eat it. Now, that's kind of a striking statement to make, but it is the testimony of the Scriptures. The Bible says that children are to honor their parents. Children are to obey their parents in the Lord, for this is right. And the Bible specifically says that obedience and honor to parents is related to how long you live on this earth. There are a lot of people that have come to reject the Bible in so many different areas, and obviously this is one of them. And yet every day, all across this world, the commands of Scripture are being played out. Those that have mocked at their father, the eye that turns at a father and mocks them whenever something is told them to do, or, as it says here, that despiseth to obey his mother. The Bible says that the ravens of the valley shall pick it out. Now, the ravens are those birds or carrion birds that feed on what? Something that's dead. And so the picture is early death. That the ravens, the buzzards of life, will come and feed and pluck out that mocking eye and will dine on it and feed it to the young ones, the young eagles, take it back to the nest. You know, it's so important that we communicate here at Grace Bible Church as parents, as grandparents to our children, the necessity of obedience, learning to obey and follow instruction. You know, whenever you are careless with life, you endanger your life. If I'm careless behind the wheel of my truck, I'm not only endangering others, but I'm endangering myself. If I'm driving down the road and I just decide I'm going to drive on the other side of the road, I'm taking a risk that I may die. There's only a few feet that separates automobiles on the highway anyway. But if I carelessly say, I'm just going to do what I want to do, no police officer is going to tell me how to drive my truck. Oh, there have been thousands and thousands of people that have lost their lives through carelessness. And that's what it's saying here. When mom or dad give instruction to children, children are to respond according to how the Bible says and not to mock or to disobey, but to follow instruction. And you do so to your health. To disobey is to your death. The Bible is so clear on that. And so as we come to worship God, the practical application is this. God wants us to obey Him. He wants us to love Him. He wants us to follow His commands. And we obey His commands to our health, to our help, and to reject His commands. To reject His call to salvation is to receive everlasting destruction. Oh, how we need to heed the Word of God this morning. And my heart pleads with young people and with children, but also to the adults that are here, because we're not exempt from this either. You disobey God, you do so to your destruction. And so as we come together to worship Him today, let's desire to know what He desires of us. What is it that God desires? He wants our love. And we ought to respond to that love by wanting to serve Him and by obeying His commands. And that, my friend, is how we worship Him, in spirit and in truth. It's simply loving Him and obeying Him. Oh, how we need to have this message to ring in our hearts so that we can bring proper worship to His name today.